This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Editor-in-Chief. I am Stephanie Flaxman, your cheerleader along your journey to become the Editor-in-Chief of your own digital business. The edit of the week today is going... I never like saying today and week in the same sentence, but it always comes out. I actually recorded this about 3 times and I kept saying today and week, and I was like, I'm not going to do it this time. And then I did it. So you got the authentic version of me, which is me naturally just saying today and week in the same sentence. So we have an edit of the week. It's a good one. It comes in really handy when you've written long content, but it really, I use it on very short content too, because it is a big time saver. And you'll see why it is especially helpful if you have a very long piece of content with lots and lots of words, and how it can also be used in shorter content as well. So let me give you some context. Let me paint the picture of how you might come about using the edit of the week, this technique that I'm going to share. So say you have a very long document. Let's just say it's 10,000 words. Let's go there. Let's say it's really long. And you realize, and you're writing about electronics or cell phones or both. It is a long document. You could cover a lot of different subjects in there. And you realize that you talked about the brand Motorola. But every instance of where you wrote Motorola, you were wrong. You meant to write it, you meant to talk about Samsung. You got your facts reversed, you know, when you're going through and polishing your document and your fact checking, and you realize, oh my gosh, I wrote Motorola in every instance that I wrote Samsung. Or I wrote Motorola, but I meant to say Samsung. See, sometimes you can say things incorrectly. That's why it's easy to make mistakes in your writing, because it's easy to make mistakes when you speak. Among other things. And so you're like, I have all these places where I say Motorola. And sometimes I really do mean to say Motorola. But in a lot of them, more than half, I meant to say Samsung. And how am I going to go through this 10,000-word document and find all those instances of all those words and then decide, you know, which one is correct? That's going to take forever. It's like you have to go through and read all those 10,000 words again. So here, see, so there is the dilemma. So I'm going to show you how a quick way to solve that without having to go through and read all those 10,000 words, word for word again, to find all those mentions of Motorola where you meant to write Samsung. So it is a keyboard command, and I did another episode about keyboard commands that I'll link to in the show notes for this episode over on editorinchief.fm. There's a blog post for this episode, and the show notes will be handy over there for this episode if you want to look into anything that I'm talking about that I mentioned. So I did another episode on keyboard commands, and this is another keyboard command, but I wanted to spotlight this one because it's a really handy editing tool. So I'm going to say what the keyboard command is for a Mac and for a PC. So it's either Command F if you're on a Mac or Control F if you are on a PC, Command F or Control F. And you can pause me there and write that down, because that is the big tip. I'm going to explain how to use it, but if you just wanted to know what that is the tip. That is the edit of the week. Control F or Command F. And what happens when you type that into your keyboard, you type that on your keyboard, and... say you wrote that in a Microsoft Word document, let's just say, a little search box will pop up and you can type in the word that you're looking for. and you type it in, you type in Motorola, and then all the instances, all the mentions of Motorola in your document will be highlighted. And it will take you to the first one that's highlighted in the document. It found that word. It will take you to it. Motorola will be highlighted. And you can evaluate, did I mean to write Motorola here? Or did I mean to write Samsung? And once you've decided, in that little search box, there will be either a down arrow or it will say find next. It depends on what interface you're in. But it's going to be very intuitive where you can easily jump down to the next highlighted mention of that word. So say you corrected it the first time and you're like, I meant to say Samsung. They're great. I'm going to correct it. Then you could go back to your search box and there's either going to be an arrow or a find next or something similar to that. And you can click on it and it will take you down to the next highlighted mention of Motorola. And then you can go from there. So you can go through your document and feel very confident that you find all those mentions of Motorola and you can evaluate one by one if it really did need to say Motorola or you need to correct your fact-checking error there and you can write Samsung instead. So that is my big example. I think that is, something that is very reasonable that could come up. You know, you write the wrong thing sometimes, you say the wrong thing sometimes. And so that is, that's a big example of how to use it. You can use that for spelling errors. Say a lot of people spell my name Stephanie with a P-H instead of an F. So they spell it S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E instead of S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E. So let's just say you wrote my name a bunch of times in a 10,000 word document, but you realize you spelled it wrong and it's going to be printed and oh my gosh, that's going to look horrible for you. A lot of people, you can spell a lot of people's names wrong, but I think I still didn't say that sentence right, but you get my point. So you would go through the exact same way and you can do Command F, say you're on a Mac, do Command F, type in Stephanie with a PH, and then you'll find all those mentions of Stephanie with a PH will be highlighted, and you can just go through one by one and change it to Stephanie with an F and feel confident that you didn't miss one. Because if you have 10,000 words and you have to start from the beginning of the document and go through, there's more human error that can occur because you might miss one of the Stephanies and there's a spelling mistake in there. So this is very foolproof because the computer does all the heavy lifting for you. And I'll give one more example. I talked about in a previous episode about it's with an apostrophe and it's without an apostrophe. So either IT apostrophe S or ITS. And I explained the differences and how you can quickly remember which one to use whenever you're writing or then proofreading to make sure that you used the correct version. But let's just say you're not really sure if you used the correct version and you want to go through and check every instance of IT apostrophe S and make sure that that is the correct version. That's reasonable. You don't want typos. You don't want mistakes in your writing. And you're just not sure if you used that correctly. So you can go to Command F, you type in IT apostrophe S, and it will bring up all those instances of IT apostrophe S in your document. It will highlight them on your screen. And you can see if since IT apostrophe S is stands for it is, you can go through and find out if you really meant to say it is in all of those places or if you meant to use ITS, which is a possessive pronoun. But if you really want more details about when to use which either of those, you can go over to the previous episode of Editor-in-Chief. That will be in the show notes again on editorinchief.fm. You just find the blog post that goes along with this episode and there are show notes over there. So that is the edit of the week. And I use it something that I always do edits of the week that I take for granted in things that I do. And so that happens a lot in writing that I edit. I realize I have to change something in a lot of different places. And so even though I am going through the documents thoroughly and proofreading them and editing them, it's a lot easier. It just gives me a lot of peace of mind to know, even if the document is only, 500 words, 1,000 words, that I don't have to use all of my brain power looking for those words. I can use Control F. It will highlight all of them in the document, and I can just go through replace them with the word that I meant to write, or that someone else meant to write if it's someone else's writing. So I hope you can go and put that in your editor toolbox. This is a very special edit of the week because it is actually the last edit of the week, because this is the last episode of Editor in Chief for a while, maybe forever. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure how things are going. I know for the immediate future, this is the last episode of Editor in Chief that will be on Rainmaker FM. So if this is your first time joining me, welcome, welcome, welcome. But I'm sorry, I think it's kind of like everyone's leaving the party. It's maybe like midnight and you just got there and you're like, where's everyone going? And they're like, it's over, we're going home. So I'm sorry if that's you right now. I'm really sorry. But the cool thing about audio is that this is the 48th episode of Editor-in-Chief. There are lots of past episodes, 48 exactly, or 47 if you don't count this one, that you can go back and listen to. If you have been listening for a while, thank you so much for listening every week. And that's so cool that you joined me along this this fun podcast journey. But yeah, if you want to go back and listen to a past episode as a refresher, because you don't remember, maybe you want to look at something more in depth, or pause me and write notes about something that I said, like that. It's cool. It's there. It's always there, even though there won't be new episodes. I would also direct you to Copyblogger FM. That is another podcast on the Rainmaker FM podcast network, where I may pop up from time to time. So I work for Rainmaker Digital. If you don't know, I'm Rainmaker Digital's editor-in-chief. I work on the editorial team for Copyblogger, the Copyblogger blog. So go over to copyblogger.com/blog for lots of great articles there. I write articles very frequently. In the show notes, I'll link to that, as well as my author tab on Copyblogger's blog. So you could go directly to my article. So there are lots of places I'll be around. We'll be able to touch base. We'll be able to connect, just not on Editor-in-Chief. And then the final place where you can find me is, I used to have a business called Revision Fairy, and the website is revisionfairy.com. And my big disclaimer with a capital D is that that is not something I'm actively working on right now. Revisionfairy.com is, to me, it's outdated. But again, the cool thing about digital content is what's old to me could be completely new to you. And so I have a lot of written content over there. I have 3 ebooks that you can go over and check out on revisionfairy.com. I will link to that as well in the show notes. But again, I'm going back to my disclaimer, is that you can go over there and subscribe. And I'm not going to be sending you anything daily or weekly or even monthly right now. Again, I'm not updating that site with content right now. So you're not going to be getting anything immediately from me. But there is a way that you can subscribe through email over on revisionfairy.com. And then if I ever do add stuff over there, it is a possibility that I could start adding content over there again. You'll get that straight to your inbox. And you know, I'm thinking about maybe doing some audio blog posts over there, and written content is always an option to add articles to that site. So you're not going to be getting anything immediately from me, and maybe not for a while, and maybe not ever. But if you do subscribe, if I do anything over on revisionfairy.com, you'll be the first to know about it. So those are lots of options to keep in touch with me. I'm so happy that you've joined me every week again. I can't say that enough. And I hope you like today's episode. And yeah, thank you for pressing play each week on Editor-in-Chief.